This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Travis Chance. He's the man with the plan. Travis, how are you doing today?
Tony, I am, as we say in the South, blessed and highly favored, my friend.
Yes, blessed and highly favored. I love that. Yeah, I'm doing good myself. I've had a great week. Spent a few days with my parents, drove down there, took care of them. They need more taken care of now. It's amazing how as we age, the roles reverse, and I'm taking care of my parents, helping them pay the bills, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's funny. Whenever we ask clients, you know, in our meetings, when are you going to take Social Security? How long do you think you're going to live? When you ask them about Social Security, they say, oh, I'm going to go ahead and take it. I'm going to take it tomorrow. I'm going to take it as soon as I can. Why? Well, I want to make sure I get as much out of it as possible. When, depending on your age, that may or may not be the case. But then when you ask about things like long-term care and caring for each other at later ages, nope, I'm not going to need it. I'm going to live forever. Well, Tony, we can't have it both ways. So it is one or the other, I do understand where you're coming from. That is a problem or an issue, I should say, our country is going to have to deal with here very shortly. So I do sympathize with you.
Yeah.
And actually applaud you for taking an active role in that situation.
Well, yeah, I have to. I'm an only child, number one, and, you know, I love my parents, so you have to get involved and help them. I wish I lived closer at this point.
Well, and that's, you know, another key thing to think about is, you know, and you're using your real life example. That's the reason why we recommend to our clients to plan for long-term care or plan for that stage of life, because what if your children are the only ones that you have to take care of you? What if they don't live in the same state? What if they don't live in the same city? What if your grandchildren can't come by and see you because, you know, they're 50 miles away, 80 miles, whatever. I mean, it's definitely one of those things that we need to take into consideration as we age.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And then what are we talking about today as far as a topic?
You know, I've been sitting here this morning trying to go back through some of the questions from our courses, to go back through some of the meetings and the prospect meetings we've had over the last year or two. And I try to find things on the show, as you know, that I feel like are impactful, not just, you know, what new widget should you buy? What new stock should you buy? You know, we don't talk product because product is irrelevant. You need to find the need, find the plan to fix the problem, and then use the best assets to do that. And one of the things that, you know, and we've talked about many times on the show, that I continuously advocate for and try to encourage our clients and our listeners and our prospects to take an active role in is spousal planning. Because as we have our courses, sometimes we see people not bring their spouses, and you ask the question, and you know, are you married? Yes. Well, did your spouse not feel it was important to come? Or, and they were like, no, he or she doesn't take an active role in it. I generally do all the planning. Or in the meetings, you know, well, are you Mr. and Mrs. Smith, are you both involved in the day-to-day you know, paying of the bills or planning for your retirement income. And generally speaking, one spouse is going to be more the alpha in that relationship. And it always happens. And it doesn't always mean the husband or wife or which spouse. It's really of no consequence. I mean, it generally can switch from meeting to meeting. But Tony, one of the things that really I think is very sad is if we ask a CEO and his spouse, it would be no different than asking Mr. and Mrs. Smith who were just line level employees. One spouse is going to take care of the finances, no matter if they're high end or low end.
Yep.
But if you think about your retirement, you need to think about it from the CEO's perspective of it's basically business succession planning. It's spousal succession planning. It's making sure that you have a plan in case the decision maker is no longer there to be able to carry on the bills and the day-to-day activity and, you know, the paying of the upkeep and, you know, the utilities, et cetera.
That succession planning, like a basically business
succession
would have
lined up. Yeah, succession planning for couples. And I think that's a good way to consider what we're talking about, because, you know, when something happens, you could see, you know, you're going to have a household to support, business support. You're going to have, you're still going to have expenses. Bills are going to magically show up in your mailbox no matter what. I mean, I hate to say that. It sounds coarse, but I'm not intending it to be. But things are going to go on. And the surviving spouse is, if they are not the one who is actively involved, who are they going to depend on? You know, sometimes there's children that can help, absolutely. But what about their schedules? You know, what about their soccer games? And what about their kids' tennis tournaments and softball or baseball or football, whatever? You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. They're going to do what they need to do, just like you're doing for your parents. But is it going to be a challenge? It absolutely will be.
Oh, and for sure. Yeah.
My opinion, and, you know, we've talked about this many times on the show. I tell people, anyone who will listen, I tell them, you don't have to have an active role, but you, to put it as simply as possible, you may not need to know how to build the watch, but you better well know what time it is. When you are planning for your retirement, Tony, and you are, you know, both spouses are sitting there looking across from each other at the table, they need to understand the logic behind what's going on, what the intended purpose is, because I'll give you a great example, and I could not think of a worse outcome. I had a prospective client the other day that was just so convinced that whenever their spouse inherited their assets, that they could just go and they would have enough money to do it on their own. They wouldn't have any problems. And I said, what makes you think that they're going to want to take that active role afterwards if they won't take it during, because the person didn't bring their spouse? And he said, you know, she'll just have enough. I mean, he just kept going back to that. She'll have enough. What is enough? Right.
Right.
I mean, I think peace of mind is something we should leave our spouses and we should leave our kids and we should leave our family just as much as the amount of assets that you leave behind. It's the peace of mind of knowing, you know, hey, the income is going to still flow in this manner. The assets are going to do X. This is what you need to do. It's much easier to hand a baton off than to try to stop the race, restart it, and do it again. Because at the end of the day, we cannot plan for everything, but we can plan for that. And as you know, that's one of the main reasons I got in this business is my grandparents, great people, right? Salt of the earth. But I saw the effect and the impact of not planning properly. Not because they didn't love each other, not because they didn't want to take care of the other. It was simply because they did not know what they did not know. They assumed, based on past you know, health. One had no health issues, the other had health issues. Well, since you know, my grandfather was the more healthy one all through his life, then he is naturally going to outlive my grandmother. That wound up not being the case. She outlived him by 18 years. But she, thank goodness, she was the one that wrote the checks, paid the bills, but he was the one that planned for, you know, when they're going to take their pension and, you know, et cetera. So, folks, the reason I tell you this is not because I want to make you feel bad. It's not because I want to beat you up. It's not because I want to throw this on you like a bucket of cold water. But it is to basically disturb you out of your comfort zone to know that just because you think this is what, or this is this or that is going to happen, unless you actually have to have talked through with your spouse, have actually gone through these scenarios, and they know beyond a shadow of a doubt what to do when you're not here, how do you really know that you are leaving your spouse in the best possible position? Because you could be leaving them with, Tony, with a bucket of stress that they have to literally carry around for the rest of their life. Because, you know, one of the reasons psychologically why a lot of spouses don't get involved, it's because we're all wired different.
That's right? True.
I know that everybody's like, oh, well, no kidding. Well, think about it. There's a lot of people that whenever they think finance, it stresses them out, right? I mean, they could almost break into hives and sit over in the corner and start scratching themselves and get blotchy, right? I mean, right. They're like, oh, I don't want to do it. But then there's some that they can consume that financial stress and it's no big deal. They just basically take it with a grain of salt. This is okay. This is what it is, blah, blah, blah. But are you leaving your spouse with a psychological burden to bear? At the same time, you're also giving, you know, or not intentionally, but they're getting a tremendous amount of emotional stress already because they've just lost their soulmate. They've lost their best friend, right? I mean, that is, to me, that's the crux of it, is are you leaving them with a burden by not doing it? And I think the answer is yes. Now, we can all do better. I mean, even me. I mean, you hear people all the time talk about, you know, the old expression, the cobbler's children have no shoes. I mean, we spend so much time doing this for other people that could I do a better job? Absolutely. I am not perfect. I am not preaching and I'm not saying that, you know, oh, well, you've got it figured out. No, I don't. We are working through this thing called life on a daily basis, but it takes work. It takes being intentional. It's not going to do it by itself. And the plan is not going to develop itself unless you have help. And Tony, as you know, that's what we strive to help our clients with. And folks, just as a side note, if you're out there right now and what I've said actually resonates with you and you know that this is something you've been putting off and you know you need to get involved right now, that's why you need to give us a call. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. So Tony, that's the psychological, the emotional, the mental side of it. But you know me, and if I can't quantify it, then right. I really don't believe. I mean, you know, you got to be able to prove it to me in the numbers, and I think the numbers speak for themselves. So, you know, if you're out there listening and let's say, okay, Travis, you've told us about the emotional and the psychological, what about the other side? Well, the other side is fairly straightforward, right? Because one of the biggest things we fail to understand is the impact of our leaving. If we leave, we leave our spouse behind, he or she is going to go from a married filing joint tax return to a single. So not just to make our lives down to just numbers on a page, Tony, but the math is what the math is. When you go to a single, now let's use the 12% bracket. If you are married filing joint, you and your spouse can make around $89,000, almost $90,000, and still be in the 12% marginal tax rate, right? That's taxable income. But if you are now in a single, that number cuts in half and it's in the 44 and change. So that means the difference between the 44 and the 89 that you used to be taxed at 12 is now going to be taxed at 22. Tony?
Yep.
That's a big increase, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. So, and it's not the only cost increase if a spouse
dies. No. I'm just saying, on the surface, nothing else. Taxes, essentially, for a large majority of the income, double. Your Social Security, you are now taxable at an earlier rate for provisional income tax. So these impacts cascade throughout and cause shockwaves throughout retirement because we don't give that consideration. So what could that do if all of a sudden you don't have really a plan for how to take distributions tax efficiently and you do start to kind of dwindle down the assets sooner than you thought? Well, then you run into longevity risk, right? Because if you're not efficient with what you're doing, then you bring into the conversation, could I run out of money before I run out of breath? And I'll give you a great example. Go back to my grandmother. She was supposed, I mean, according to her doctors, she was never supposed to see 50. She died 2 weeks shy of her 85th birthday. Folks, you don't know when you're going to go. None of us do. There's no one that has a birth certificate with an expiration date. That includes you. So what do you need to do? You need to plan so that you don't wind up sending your spouse into a higher tax bracket, into an unsure financial environment, into a, excuse me, turbulent market that could essentially cause her or him to run out of money before they run out of breath. And then if that was not enough, if you don't want to do it for your spouse, do you love your kids and grandkids? A lot of people say they'd have had the grandkids first if they knew they were going to be that much fun. But at the end of the day, what are we doing this for? You want to leave your assets as efficient as possible to your heirs and to your loved ones. And if the spouse is dealing with financial issues and they're not in a good place mentally, they make decisions, make mistakes, then if in effect, what you're also doing is you're not just hurting immediately your spouse, but you're also hurting indirectly and eventually your kids and your grandkids in the process, because chances are there's going to be things that happen that could have left them with a much higher legacy that in the end may not be as robust because decisions that should have been made prior to were not. And Tony, you and I have been doing this for long enough. You know, this is one of the things I am most passionate about, why I do what I do. It's because, folks, we don't know. And you have to plan for the worst case scenario. And if it's better, great. But if it's not, then you know how to deal with it and you know how to get around some of these issues.
Right.
And if that's you listening right now, folks, give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. And at least let's have a conversation with you and your spouse to make sure that both of you are on the same page and that if the unforeseen and the unthinkable happens, you two are prepared for that journey that you're about to go on.
All right. Well, that sounds great, Travis, and great show today. It is interesting. You have to plan for that. Most people put it off or aren't thinking about this subject. What's your succession plan for losing a spouse if one of you should pass? And that is an important step in planning. I know you help your clients with this. So listeners, again, pick up the phone, give Travis a call. But listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.